two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. I'm Maria Chaleos. Today we've been talking about suicide prevention efforts that are underway in our universities. With me today, Christy Jones. She's the Community Health Area Manager for Intermountain Healthcare. Mylon Palmer, who is the Program Director in the Bachelor's of Public Health Program at Weber State University. And Diana Abel, who is the Executive Director of Counseling, Health, and Wellness at Weber State University. Christy, let's talk for a moment about resources and what strategies people can use if they are concerned about somebody right now.
Perfect. If somebody has someone in their life that they are concerned about, there are several options that can be taken. And one of them is figuring out, do we have counseling available on our insurance? How can we get somebody in for counseling? Can we use the Safe UT app? The Safe UT app, in addition to taking tips, it can also do an online chat conversation with licensed mental health professionals. The 1-800-273-TALK or 8255, that's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Anyone can call the lifeline and ask for help. They don't have to be the person in crisis. It could be a parent or a friend, and they can say, I have a loved one in crisis and I'm not sure what to do. And the trained professionals at the Lifeline can help. And another thing I want to bring up is if someone's in immediate danger, has already made an attempt or might be in quite a bad way, they should consider calling 911 or transporting them, if it's safe to do so, to the closest emergency department or behavioral health access center.
Right. Diana, you're shaking your head. Did you have something you wanted to add there?
No, I just agree wholeheartedly with everything Christy said.
Okay, just a couple minutes left. So let's go ahead and, Mylon, maybe what would you like to add? Something that you would like to tell our listeners that can really make a difference here?
I just want to say that it's okay to have hard feelings. It's okay to be in crisis, and it's okay, certainly okay, to ask for help. And it's okay to ask people if they're doing okay and offer them services and be their friend and hold their hand while they get those services. I think we have to watch out for each other and we have to watch out for ourselves. We have to be advocates all the way around.
Right. Diana, final comments?
Yeah, I'd like to say that at Weber State University, we have a really meaningful effort right now towards student success. And I love that the university is paying attention to that. That success does not just mean that the students have learned the material in their courses. It also means that the students are healthy, that the students have good mental health, that the students have good skills outside the classroom, too. And that's what success is all about for us.
Okay. Christy?
Well, for me, I think that we are working to change the stigma around mental health. Like Mylon said, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to be struggling and let people know you're struggling. And if someone has a crisis, let's drop our judgments and our own personal feelings about what's going on and do what we have to do to help that person in crisis get the help that they need so that we don't lose them.
Right. Thanks to all of you for being here today.